Hello?
Hi.
Cody?
Brian?
Yeah.
How are you doing? This is Brian.
Hey, man. Oh, I'm doing all right, man. Just got a lot of my party to have. Thank God. You can manage it, man. I just don't know if there's a horse. And I moved, and I took a hit job on my own decision at one time. So, I'm sorry I haven't had time to talk to you. I know it's pretty important to you to talk to me about it.
Yeah.
I got a minute or two here. We're just going to put the question of the technician in the truck, but he's going to try it out so I can talk to you for a little while.
Okay.
I'm not understanding why y'all think that had something to do with Terry's Chris Church. I don't understand that. But, I love Terry very much. He's a special type of person in my life, and we had a good relationship up to the point where I went to jail. She met somebody else or whatever she was doing while I was locked up. But when I got out, man, we tried it and it didn't work. And I had left her. And I was at Jim Wilbur's house, Sport. We got a party. And I was there. Todd Mason was there. Jim Wilbur was there. I can't remember his wife's name. She was there.
Right.
But anyways, Jerry come up. And we had danced a couple of dances. And there was a girl, but I don't know her real name, but we called her Texas. She was there too, and Terry asked me if I was going to sleep with her. And I told her, yeah, probably. We've been talking about it. But she started drinking my place. And God got upset about it. I said, man, I want to run it. I said, I had to come in this couple of kills. And so Jim started to come on and talk to me. He said, I'm fine. And they talked for a while. She came back in, said, no drink. Everything was fine. And her and Jim left again. When she pulled back up, let Jim out of the car. And that's the last time I've seen her run. And I swear, man, I don't know anything about it. I wish I did. It's got to be horrible to grow up and not know what happened to your mother or where she's at or anything like this, you know. But, man, I didn't have nothing to do with it. And I wouldn't farm a plea on nobody. I've had bronchitis, you know. I dealt with drugs, you know, real bad drugs. You know, in the drug board.
Right.
Stuff like that. I mean, you know, a little stealing and shit like that when I was young and stupid. Man, I would never hurt nobody.
Well, see, other people at that party that we had talked to had said that after y'all had, after she was throwing the drink in your face, that y'all had gotten to it outside and that you had put her in the car and then y'all had left together and that was the last time that anybody there had seen her.
No, sir. I never left the party. I stayed right there. Me, Todd Langford, Texas. I'm trying to remember his name, but there's another guy. And he's probably still around there. He always pulled on his mustache on one time, pulled down on it. I can't think of it right now, Brian, but no, I can go anywhere where Jim did. I heard Jim and run around, but I mean, she come back with him. I mean, I've seen her. She come in and had a drink, and then they went and rode around, and then come back. We was all standing outside, and he talked to her for a few minutes through the window, and then she left. But I mean, it wasn't everything. I mean, it wasn't never no fight. All it was she was drinking my place, and then Jim talked to her, and they left her around for a while, and they come back, and then she left. And she had to drink. You know, she sat there and had a drink with her, but he drank it 7-7. But, I don't have any idea about it. I really wish I did. I hated it. It's just, you know, the family thing or whatever. I've had a lot of real fucked up messages and shit on my Facebook. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about just closing it. And the only reason why I opened the Facebook was to find my daughter. And then I found her, so I'm thinking about shutting it down. But I hate that, because I mean, I know it's terrible to you guys, you know. I don't have any idea. I wish I didn't know. You know, she has told me a lot of messed up things that I really, really just not even care to repeat to you. You know, with her and you met your mother.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know if she ever, you know, went after that dream or what. You know, I mean, I don't know, but I know she talked about it a whole lot. And if she did, that's not telling where she's at, you know.
Well, she had told my grandfather that you and her had got mixed up with some of the drug dealers, the cartel down here. And that somebody pretty much had to go down for the missing coke. So, and it was either you or her. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to it. I mean, it's not just like, you know.
Well, Brian, I can assure you it's all false. I've never been involved with any type of drug cocktail in my life.
Well, she had told my grandfather.
I was an addict for a long time, and I used to sell them, you know, on a little bit bullshit-ass basis. I mean, I'd get a quarter ounce of dough and sell it, and as a matter of fact, when me and her majority were together in a bar relationship, I didn't even mess with dough.
Yeah.
I was going straight and narrow, you know, and working for my dad and sister's company and stuff, you know. And I'm not all like that, you know. And as far as my niece is saying, I told her about being in contact with me, but I didn't say we had talked much about curiosity. He was asking me about it, and I didn't know what to say to you about it. You know, I didn't know what you were asking.
Yes.
Okay, I'll call you about that, Brian. Let me get this real quick here.
Okay.
All right. Just let's move forward.